Kevin Heston, Kings Chapel Road. And, of course, many of you may know why we're here again, but I would like to first address the severity of the situation and ask that the board and Ms. Sheehan to hold their inappropriate laughter as these individuals share their concerns. On March 22nd of this year, my son Jackson Heston, along with his close friends, were harassed and berated by your board member, Ms. Charlene Sheehan. While celebrating a birthday at the Cady's Park, Ms. Sheehan called upon local law enforcement, who informed her that her complaint was invalid, as the children were not being harmful and had the right to be there alongside her. Following the initial abuse, she had left the park and turned to social media. On her public page, she proceeded to post photos of the boys, calling to action her community of followers to further shame the children for their presence on the playground. Interacting with commentators, she claimed to not be surprised. The children were acting unruly because of their parents. She also interacted with comments claiming to take further action with the coaches of the school, as well as calling the boys pitiful, sad, and pathetic. For any individuals involved in the situation, I highly recommend visiting the Cady's Police Department to obtain a personal copy of the body cam footage from March 22nd. This clip, more than anything I can say today, will show Ms. Sheehan's entitlement and misuse of public defenders. Please do. Go get that. I'm demanding Ms. Charlene, she's not here tonight, immediate resignation. As a result of her ignorant misuse of public platform, my son has received adverse reactions from staff of Trigg County Schools, which not only highlights her effective use of cyberbullying, it highlights the threat she poses if allowed to keep her position on our board. If further action fails to be taken, the Trigg County Board of Education directly enables the classist abuse and cyberbullying that Ms. Charlene Sheehan subjects students to. Thank you.
Mayla.
Is it Michaela?
Mayla.
Oh, Mayla. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure how to pronounce it.
Oh, it's okay. I get that all the time. I'd first just like to recognize everybody here. I was a recent graduate of Trigg County, and I did get a lot of the local scholarships. So I think that it's important to recognize what you guys do, and I do appreciate what you guys do here. That being said, As you're well aware, I graduated with honors from Trigg County High School in 2023. But I began my journey with the school in 2009. Many of the teachers that I came to love and respect brought us to cyberbullying rallies, had phone caddies on the wall, and kept us from taking photos of other children out of fear that they would be shared on social media. Students of Trigg County were forced to understand the severe consequences of media misuse. And this is the perspective that I bring in here today. Ms. Sheehan posted a call to action against students with personal identifiers, including but not limited to their school, and facilitated a conversation that promoted physical harm to those children. On March 22nd, she decided it was time for my little brother to grow up. She decided that he no longer belonged in a place of play and imagination. She decided that she would rather them be anywhere but in her way. Not only that, but she decided that those children deserved to be publicly ridiculed and decided their parents were all equally unfit to raise children. But through all of those decisions, the law still stands. The officer she summoned informed her that her complaint was simply invalid. But Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear signed Senate Bill 267, also known as the Anti-Doxing Bill, into law April of 2021, making it a crime to disseminate personal identifying information with the intent to intimidate, abuse, threaten, harass, or frighten. As time permitted here is short, I'm limited to highlight just one comment from the post that was made from Alexi Nova. I say we revolt, and all of us 20 years and older fight back and find each of their houses and throw rocks at them. Let's go team. This was the response that Ms. Sheehan instigated on her public page with her community of peers. Now, I'd be failing the rest of the board if I did not point out an obvious irony only Ms. Sheehan and my immediate family understand. The summer before my senior year of high school.
That was 30 minutes.
Thank you.
I know you had took you a second to get started.
Ms. Sheehan reached out to Tree County Schools, and following that, she contacted my mother, looking for a bright young student to come assist her with her household duties. I met with Ms. Sheehan, and I helped her iron her clothes. At what point did she believe that my parents failed? I see two amazing individuals who promote confidence and strive to always protect their children and loved ones. I do not, however, see individuals who teach prejudice and bullying. If all of you in here are the educated people that I hope to be looking at today, you would know that what was done was extremely harmful and uncalled for. In that case, we can agree that someone willing to perpetrate the harm should not be on this board. If you do not understand the severity, however, I do not believe that this board is doing what they need to, as you are not versed enough in the current media climate to hold a position with influence on students in Tree County School. If she continues to serve her term on this board, I highly encourage all parents involved in the matter to take appropriate legal action. I look forward to your response. Thank you.
Dawn Pickett, 4969 Hopkinsville Road. I know Tri County has a bullying policy, and I know it's ineffective. I know my son has come home telling me that he's been called the N-word 50 times in one day, and other things being hit. He refuses to use the facilities in the middle school because kids, kick the doors in on them. And I have a hard time believing that teachers and staff don't really know what's going on. And he's told me that this has happened in the high school as well. So, and I don't know. I'm just going on what my son has told me. So if the bullying policy is ineffective in the school, is this really the example that we want our board members to exhibit? And I'm not saying all board members. I'm saying Charlene. Because if we don't hold her accountable, we can't hold anybody accountable in the school to enforce the bullying policy at all. It's a failure. All around. And that's not something I know that we want to pursue here. But we can't, it's not acceptable and it should not be allowed. It shouldn't be allowed in the school. It shouldn't be allowed here on the board. I feel like she may have not known the school board's code of ethics. Because it wasn't until somebody had posted them after 230 comments that she actually took her post down on Facebook. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe lack of training there on the code of ethics, I don't know. She violated the code of ethics. It actually says cyberbullying in the language. So, our request for her resignation falls on deaf ears, then I implore you to call a special meeting and vote her to be removed from the school board. Please. Please let somebody take an action here and make it known that we will not tolerate bullying or harassment of any kind. Thank you.